August 23rd from the book of Jeremiah. This is what Yahuwah says. You say about this place, it is a desolate waste without men or animals. Yet in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem that are deserted, inhabited by neither men nor animals, there will be heard once more the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom and the voices of those who bring thank offerings to the house of Yahuwah, saying, Give thanks to Yahuwah Almighty, for Yahuwah is good. His love endures forever. For I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were before, says Yahuwah. This is what Yahuwah Almighty says. In this place, desolate and without men or animals, in all its towns there will again be pastures for shepherds to rest their flocks. In the towns of the hill country, of the western foothills, and of the Negev in the territory of Benjamin, in the villages around Jerusalem, and in the towns of Judah, flocks will again pass under the hand of the one who counts them, says Yahuwah. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahuwah. This is what Yahuwah, the God of Israel, says. Write in a book all the words I have spoken to you. The days are coming, declares Yahuwah, when I will bring my people Israel and Judah back from captivity and restore them to the land I gave their forefathers to possess, says Yahuwah. These are the words Yahuwah spoke concerning Israel and Judah. This is what Yahuwah says. Cries of fear are heard, terror, not peace. Ask and see. Can a man bear children? Then why do I see every strong man with his hands on his stomach like a woman in labor, every face turned deathly pale? How awful that day will be. None will be like it. It will be a time of trouble for Jacob, but he will be saved out of it. In that day, declares Yahuwah Almighty, I will break the yoke off their necks and will tear off their bonds. No longer will foreigners enslave them. Instead, they will serve Yahuwah their God and David their king, whom I raise up for them. So do not fear, O Jacob, my servant. Do not be dismayed, O Israel, declares Yahuwah. I will surely save you out of a distant place, your descendants from the land of their exile. Jacob will again have peace and security, and no one will make him afraid. I am with you and will save you, declares Yahuwah. Though I completely destroy all the nations among which I scatter you, I will not completely destroy you. I will discipline you, but only with justice. I will not let you go entirely unpunished. This is what Yahuwah says. Your wound is incurable, your injury beyond healing. There is no one to plead your cause, no remedy for your sore, no healing for you. All your allies have forgotten you. They care nothing for you. I have struck you as an enemy would and punished you as would the cruel, because your guilt is so great and your sins so many. Why do you cry out over your wound, your pain that has no cure? Because of your great guilt and many sins, I have done these things to you. But all who devour you will be devoured. All your enemies will go into exile. Those who plunder you will be plundered. All who make spoil of you, I will despoil. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares Yahuwah. Because you are called an outcast, Zion for whom no one cares. This is what Yahuwah says. I will restore the fortunes of Jacob's tents and have compassion on his dwellings. The city will be rebuilt on her ruins, and the palace will stand in its proper place. From them will come songs of thanksgiving and the sound of rejoicing. I will add to their numbers, and they will not be decreased. I will bring them honor, and they will not be disdained. Their children will be as in days of old, and their community will be established before me. I will punish all who oppress them. Their leader will be one of their own. Their ruler will arise from among them. I will bring him near, and he will come close to me. For who is he who will devote himself to be close to me, declares Yahuwah. So you will be my people, and I will be your God. See, the storm of Yahuwah will burst out in wrath, a driving wind swirling down on the heads of the wicked. The fierce anger of Yahuwah will not turn back until he fully accomplishes the purposes of his heart. In days to come you will understand this. At that time, declares Yahuwah, I will be the God of all the clans of Israel, and they will be my people. This is what Yahuwah says. The people who survive the sword will find favor in the desert, and I will come and give them rest to Israel. Yahuwah appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. I will build you up again, and you will be built, O virgin Israel. Again you will take up your tambourines and go out to dance with the joyful. Again, you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. The farmers will plant them and enjoy their fruit. There will be a day when watchmen cry out on the hills of Ephraim, "Come, let us go up to Zion, to Yahuwah our God." This is what Yahuwah says, "Sing for joy for Jacob. Shout for the utmost, for the foremost of the nations. Make your praise heard and say, 'O Yahuwah, save your people, the remnant of Israel.' See, I will bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them will be the blind and the lame, expectant mothers and women in labor. A great throng will return. They will come with weeping. They will pray as I bring them back. I will lead them beside streams of water on a level path where they will not stumble, because I am Israel's father and Ephraim is my firstborn son. Hear the word of Yahuwah, O nations, proclaim it in the distant coastlands. He who scattered Israel will gather them and will watch over his flock like a shepherd. For Yahuwah will ransom Jacob and redeem them from the hand of those stronger than they. They will come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. They will rejoice in the bounty of Yahuwah, the grain, the new wine, and the oil, young of the flocks and herds. They will be like a well-watered garden, and they will sorrow no more. Then maidens will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. I will satisfy the priest with abundance, and my people will be filled with my bounty, declares Yahuwah." This is what Yahuwah says. "A voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because her children are no more." This is what Yahuwah says. "Restrain your voice from weeping and your ears from tears, for your work will be rewarded," declares Yahuwah. "They will return from the land of the enemy, so there is hope for your future," declares Yahuwah. "Your children will return to their own land. I have surely heard Ephraim's moaning. You disciplined me like an unruly calf, and I have been disciplined. Restore me, and I will return, because you are Yahuwah my God. After I strayed, I repented. After I came to understand, I beat my breast. I was ashamed and humiliated because I bore the disgrace of my youth. Is not Ephraim my dear son, the child in whom I delight? Though I often speak against him, I still remember him. Therefore, my heart yearns for him. I have great compassion for him," declares Yahuwah. "Set up road signs, put up guideposts, take note of the highway, the road that you take. Return, O virgin Israel, return to your towns. How long will you wander, O unfaithful daughter? Yahuwah will create a new thing on earth. A woman will surround a man." This is what Yahuwah Almighty, the God of Israel, says. "When I bring them back from captivity, the people in the land of Judah and in its town will once again use these words. Yahuwah bless you, O righteous dwelling, O sacred mountain. People will live together in Judah and all its towns, farmers and those who move about with their flocks. I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint." At this I awoke and looked around. My sleep had been pleasant to me.